Power 904 at the party station. Power 904, power 904, power 904, power 904. Turn it up low. He knows River is in.
Unit 10.
Power at my station. Mixing. He's a 10. You a fool. 904 at the best. I owe that. 904 again. Out with the convoy, a black range. We pull up, gala act strange. Step with the force, you see the front page. Machiavelli style, gala move them waist. All them fi catch up, I will never left space. 904 have money till them can't erase. Fan a BBL, mama shake what you have. Go go time, baby, work for the bag. Oh, I'm my station. Mixing. He's a 10. You a fool. 904 at the best. I owe that. 904 again. Sharp like razor gang, the pump point. Them boy, yeah, I move undercover, oink oink. No splash with me, decorate and paint. Tool in a box, nuff hammer and nail. Grab the Sylvester, rap face turn pale. Soon as them see the kid, them start act stammer. Them say, me a done but a bit crazy. Warning, pull up with the black army. Oh, I'm my station. Mixing, he's a 10. You a fool, 904 at the best. I owe that. 904 again. Me a bad influence. Bad influence. Me a bad influence. Bad influence. Me a bad influence.
Hey, what's up? This is your girl Nala right here in the den on Power 904. Listen, some people know me as a host, a publicist, a promoter, or even the girl who pops up as a friend on your social media timeline. But at the end of the day, I am really a girl on a mission to help you grow and expand your brand just as I did mine. I never said I had all the answers, but I will go out of my way to help make your brand be exposed as big as mine. My goal isn't to be famous. My goal is to reach, build, and expand with you. Don't play with me.
I'm Rob Black, and I'm in the den with Nala on Power 904.
What's up, you guys? This is your girl, Nala, and we are right here in the den on Power 904, right here out of Jacksonville, Florida. And today I'm sitting here with a friend by the name of Mr. Rob Black. Tell the people a little bit about yourself.
Well, again, like she said, my name is Rob Black. That's R-O-B-B-L-A-C-C, one word. So when you go look for that Rob Black meme, I want you to know who you're getting. So that's R-O-B-B-L-A-C-C. I'm a Southern Soul, soul R&B artist. You know, I don't want to put myself in one category because I can give you all genres, you know? So I am from Arkansas, so I am a country boy, military veteran. I've traveled all over the world singing with the military, like the USO show tour, like Bob Hope used to do. Type thing. I did that for a while, and I used to be signed with a label back in the 90s with an R&B group. The name of the group was Nasty, N-A-S-T, which meant Nubian artists striving together. And I'm not new to this, you know, to the industry. I'm new to the genre, you know what I'm saying? So that's a little bit about myself, you know, and I just recently started this journey on a solo tip, and I'm enjoying every minute.
Okay, so about how long you been doing it?
The solo thing is what you're speaking on. I've been doing this now for a little over a year.
Okay.
And I'm loving it because I get to do it my way.
Yes, it's always good when you get to do it your way.
Oh yeah.
Okay, so what has been the most, or what do you think the one piece of media that you have been doing that everyone should experience?
Definitely the podcast, you know, because that's the personal thing, you know what I'm saying? Because you're getting to know each other, you know, an interviewer and an interviewee, you know what I'm saying? So we're getting the opportunity to meet each other, even though we're not face-to-face, but we are face-to-face.
Yes, we are.
You feel me? So I like the closeness and the camaraderie of getting to know people. I'm a people person. So whenever I'm out and about and you see me, do not hesitate to come up to me and say something, please.
Hey, Mr. Rob.
And I'm gonna say hey back.
So what's the best advice a friend has ever shared with you on this journey?
The best advice is, I think the thing would be to just never stop. Don't quit. You know, you're gonna hit bumps in the road. Everybody does. You know what I'm saying? So you just have to stay focused and do what it is you want to do. God has a plan for you. You know, if this is what God's plan is, then trust and believe. You know, that's all it takes. Trust and believe. Have faith. Right. So you know, that's what was told to me. And also, you know, the thing that people, you know, my grandmother used to tell me, you know, people are going to show you who they are before they tell you.
That's deep.
So you just have to, you know, you have to listen with your ears and your eyes.
Yes, you do. So how do you come back or bounce back from any setbacks that you have experienced on your journey?
How do I bounce back? Just continue to work. You know, I feel like, you know, I've yet to create my best work, you know, so that's a motivation factor for me to keep going, you know. So the way you bounce back is to keep going ahead, keep moving ahead. Don't go backwards, please. You know what I'm saying? Don't let nothing take you back, because that's the journey that you've made it across. So why go back across?
Right.
You know? So you have to keep moving forward. You know, so I would give that to any artist, you know what I'm saying? Just keep the fight going. Don't let nobody deter you from your dreams.
That is correct. So at the beginning, you said that you were an R&B Southern Soul artist, correct?
Yes, ma'am.
So what, give us a song that you got out now that you're promoting, or an album. Did you drop an album? What are you doing with this?
Oh, right now my music is streaming on all platforms. And also you don't even have to do that. You can go directly to my website, which is robblack.com. That's robblacc.com. All right. So, I mean, go there, check out my music, my press kit, you know, read up on me, get to know me, because when you meet me, I want to feel like we already know each other. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. So go there, check out my music. I mean, I have my favorite song of mine right now. I think I have one called I Can Love You. Mm-hmm. And that's a slow song that I dedicated to the ladies, because of the fact that, never give up on love. You know what I'm saying? If somebody hurts you in the past, you know what I'm saying? Deal with that hurt, get past it, but don't get over. Don't stop loving. You know, there's somebody out there for you. And that man could be right next to you. You know what I'm saying? But you'll never know unless you let your guards down. Oh. You know, you can't blame every man for what that one man put you through.
Okay. And that's what the song is telling us.
That's what it's telling you. I can love you if you let me.
Okay.
All you got to do is drop your guard.
Okay. So since you put it like that, I have a wild card right here in the den. I pull my wild card out to break the ice, and so that people can get to know you and who you are and what you do when you're actually on stage. So Mr. Rob Black, that's R-O-B-B.
L-A-C-C,
all one word. I got
one word.
I was gonna get it before we get out of here. So my wild card for you is to sing us a piece of your song that you just talked about, I Can Love You?
Ooh, okay. Let's see. Back rubs, exotic special dinners, long walks in the park. Commitment, honesty, truth, support, and love. Let me be the man that you want me to be. I'll give you everything that you want and you need. Now, I don't want to miss my opportunity for what the last brother did. Baby, you don't have to be afraid to show your feelings. Whoa. All right.
Is that good? Yeah, good voice control up in there. You was handling all that well with thank no you. Music.
Thank you. That's I can love you.
And that's out streaming on all platforms right now.
Yes, it is. RobBlack.com. Go check out my website. You can order my music from there. Check it out. You're not going to be disappointed, I promise.
Okay. So what has been the most uncomfortable moment for you on your journey, and how did you overcome it?
The most uncomfortable, I would have to say, that's a hard one. Because I haven't dealt with a whole lot of, you know, those type of moments, you know what I'm saying? Because I try to stay positive on every note. You know, I don't allow myself to get involved in anything. And when something doesn't go right, then it has to have happened for a reason. You know,
right.
Maybe it's not the time. Maybe, or if I come up with a, you know, writer's block, you know, and I'm not able to write this song at this time, you know, so I pray about it. You know what I'm saying? I pray about it and I leave it alone because I know, you know, he's gonna come. He's gonna show up, you know, right on time. You know what I'm saying? And he's going to give me what I need to keep pushing, you know? So that's the only thing I could say is if something doesn't go right in a show, you know what I'm saying? Because I'm really big on sound checks, you know? So because I feel like sound checks are needed, you know? I don't want the DJ to have to try to fix my sound in the middle of while I'm performing. You know, that's what sound checks are for. So I would say, no, I didn't get a sound check, you know, and it turned out bad, you know what I'm saying, on the microphone, you know what I'm saying, but it didn't deter me from continuing to perform and do what I did, you know what I'm saying. So you can't let those obstacles deter you. You got to keep pushing. You know, look at Beyonce when she fall down the stairs and stuff. You get right back up.
You keep going.
So that would have to be it.
That is a prime example. Yes. Okay. So what is your favorite restaurant or what type of food do you like to eat, Mr. Rob?
Ooh, what kind of food I like to eat? Oh, man. I would have to say, see, I'm a picky eater, you know, and I think things go together, you know, saying like my favorite is mashed potatoes and meatloaf. You know, those two things go together. You know, you can't have meatloaf without mashed potatoes.
Right.
And, you know, so I think that is one of my favorites, but my absolute favorite food would have to be, you know, I'm going to say chicken, right? You know, I'm going to say chicken. You know what you do? I was going to say chicken. I don't even know why you sitting there waiting on it. You probably just said, come on.
Yeah. Well, you from Arkansas. You do Southern, so there's no way you cannot have chicken in the midst of none of that. So
you're right about that. You're right.
Yeah,
definitely
that's just
right.
Not going to work.
Love me some chicken. Love me some chicken.
Okay, so what small of at, right, do you think? What small act of kindness goes the most unappreciated that you think?
That goes unappreciated. I would have to say, just, oh man, that's, you ask some good questions. You ask some real good questions. Okay, what gesture goes unappreciated? I would have to say, just being friendly, you know, being friendly, liking people's posts, you know what I'm saying? You don't have to just sit back and troll it and just look at it. You know what I'm saying? How hard is it to push a button if you like what you see?
Right.
Artists, you know, one thing about me as an artist, I'm going to support other artists, you know, because especially if I see you out there and you're doing it and you on your grind or whatever, you know what I'm saying? And you're making moves, then I'm going to commend right. you. You know what I'm saying? And I think that's what's missing is, you know, it's not a competition. You know, it's when I get on that stage, I'm not trying to outdo anybody. I'm just trying to give my fans what it is they came to see.
Right.
Now, if for some reason I outshine you, then that's just my show. You know, so I'm not going to downplay my show to right. satisfy another artist, you know what I'm saying? So it's all about, you know, just like I said, just commending each other, just saying, you know, good job, sounds good. You know, that it doesn't take much to be a friend to speak, you know, to people. And that's one of the things about me. I'm all about building relationships, you know?
Right. That's funny you say that. Where I'm from, I'm a Georgia girl. So coming from Georgia, moving to Florida, it was a total different world for me, because Georgia is friendly. We can sit back, we talk to anybody, we can sit at the bus stop, you know, and make a friend, yeah. you know. Yeah. But I moved to Florida, and I ain't gonna never forget, I had a neighbor, and every day I would speak to this neighbor, and they would never speak back. And I was like, what is wrong yeah. with just saying, hey, like, why is it so hard just to say good morning or exactly. how, you know, have a good day, you know, we coming yeah. out and we meeting almost every day. You're my neighbor and we don't never yeah. speak.
that's crazy, because, you know, you never know when you're not going to walk out that morning. And you know what I'm saying? You never know when you're going to wake up, you know what I'm saying? So why live it like that? You know what I'm saying? I'm all about meeting people and getting to know everybody. I want to know my neighbors, you know what I'm saying?
Right.
'Cause when I want to know who I'm living beside. You know what I'm saying?
Right. <It's just laughs> what we got right. going on?
Yeah, I need to know who the hell over there. You
know? Yes. Can I play my music loud? Can I do this? Can I don't?
That's it.
Yeah. You don't need you calling the cops on me, you know, just because I'm over here trying to have a good time with positive vibes, you know, just. Yeah.
Yeah, just know I'm over here and I like to listen to my music. If it ever bothers you, feel free to come over and just let me know or whatever. You don't have to involve the, you know, the police. You know, you don't have to.
Yes. Just come knock on the door and say, hey, you know, trying to sleep a little bit, you know.
That's it.
Okay, so we here at Power 904, we support mental health on a daily basis. You know, something that we feel is very, very needed to talk about, you know, on a daily basis, not just once a month. Society only supports it in the month of May. We try to keep it going. We try to involve our people on our, you know, shows, interviewers, artists, anybody, because we all deal with it every day. How do you feel about mental health?
Mental health is something that is very much overlooked, because everybody's not the same. You know, you never know what somebody's going through, what kind of day a person is having. You know what I'm saying? You know, that's where all of these, you know, killings coming in at. You know what I'm saying? And it's the fact that, you know, you don't know who that person is mental. You might know them, you know, personally or whatever, but you don't really know a person mental, you know what I'm saying? Unless that person opens up to you and lets you know. And that's something that's not being done, because nobody wants to talk to. Sometimes people just want to talk.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? And that's a therapy. That's therapy. Just being able to release, You know what I'm saying? So mental, having the mentality to sustain, you know what I'm saying, that type of attitude, it's not hard because, like I said, people just want to talk. You know, like I told you, I'm a military, I'm a veteran. You know, and when I go to the VA hospital, you know, and people, sometimes you just want, they just want to talk. It doesn't hurt to listen.
That's it.
You just, you know what I'm saying, listen to one of those stories that that old soldier got to say. You know, he, you know, is, and that's, you never know how good that makes a person feel. You know what I'm saying? And I'm just being real with you on this because I've dealt with a lot of people, you know, being that I am a military veteran.
Right. I'm a brat. I'm a military brat. So I totally understand.
Just
moving from place to place, you know, when you young, it's hard trying to build relationships. You got to move. You're here for 6 months. You out. You know, that's something that And it kept me from getting close to a lot of people. It was like, what's the purpose of trying to build a relationship? Next month, I'm going to be gone anyway. So, but as I grew, I was like, you can still have friends all over the world. Like, it's okay. You know, don't be, you know, crying and acting like the world's over, because that's me. You know, I'm just going, I ain't going to never see you no more.
Yeah. I mean, because, hey, I'll see you at the next one. Who knows?
Yes. It's like, we'll be back probably next year. You know, you never know.
Yeah, I'll see you three or four years from now. We'll end up in the same place again sometime.
Yes. Okay.
But, yeah, mental awareness is something that I think needs more attention. It needs more attention. You know, because, like I said, people are going out buying these guns and everybody's got a gun now, and you never know the mentality of that person that's holding the gun. So, you know, it's something that needs to be made aware, you know. Real talk.
That's real. Okay, so if you could leave us with three things today about Mr. Black, Mr. Rob Black, okay? If you could leave us with three things to remember you by, what would that be? And tell us why those three things are important for us to remember.
I would have to say, first and foremost, God fearing, raised in church, you know, singing in the choir, you know, I always have God in my life. I've always had him. I always will have him, you know, and second is humble, being humble, you know what I'm saying? I'm not out here to, you know, to step on anybody's toes, anything like that. I don't deal with drama. I don't, you know, I'm a positive person. I try to surround myself with positive vibes, you know? So I would have to say that, and family man. I'm a family man. So my wife is my backbone. She's my biggest fan. And I give God all the glory, and I also give her the glory as well for having my back.
That's amazing. That's amazing. So you said that you are a family man. How do you find the ways to balance your family and being an artist? Because that's two different people. When you're at home, you're a husband, you're a dad, you're doing all this stuff, you know. And then you got to switch it up and go in the studio, and now you got to become Mr. Rob Black, you know, behind the scenes. How do you balance that in your life?
I mean, really, there is no balance because they're involved in both on both aspects. They're involved in my music as well. You know, whenever I sit here and I write a song and come up with the song, the content or the lyrics, I immediately let my wife hear. She's my yay or nay, you know. So I involve her in everything that I do, and I'm without her, I probably wouldn't be where I am today, and I can honestly say that. And but the way that I balance them is I don't. I'm Rob Black day or night.
Okay. So how well does Mr. Rob handle constructive criticism?
I welcome it. I welcome it. You know, I mean, everybody has their opinion. you know, and, you know, so I would rather you tell me the truth than to lie to me, you know, and I think everybody feels that way, you know. Let me, if you have something to say about me, talk to me.
Right.
Let me know. You know,
you make it sound so easy. Just come talk to me.
Yeah, I mean, that's, I mean, I don't see any other way to put it, you know. I mean, how can you have a problem with the person or criticize a person when you don't know them?
Right.
You know, I have a song called Walk in My Shoes. That's my anthem for that right there. You know, you have people, that sit back and watch your every move, you know, and they see how you're rolling and how you got to, you know, where you are, but they don't understand. They want to sit back and criticize it, but they don't understand what it took for you to get there.
Correct.
You know what I'm saying? So before you assume, criticize, you know, before you abuse me, get to know me. You'll see that I'm not that person that you thought I was.
Right.
All it takes is for you to come up to me and say hi.
Just have a conversation.
That's it.
That's so funny you say that. I interviewed a fellow friend. She does podcasting as well, and hosts, you know, different things. And that's a conversation that we talk about as, you know, hosts, like, you know, when we put our work out there or we put our things out there, and it's like somebody would notice something in your background, like that person has something on their wall, or that person. I'm like, you just missed the whole interview because you were staring at the wall the whole time. Like, how?
looking for something to say, something that was wrong. And you know, you're looking for the wrong instead of the right, you know?
Right.
So that's what they always do. You know, they sit back and they watch you and they criticize you. But like I said, understand, until you walk the mile in my shoes, you don't know what I've been through. You don't know what it took for me to get to where I am today. You know what I'm saying? And so before you judge me, note that only one judgment matters to me.
And that's it. That's it. Okay, so when you are out there on the stage and you're interacting with your audience, what are some of the things you do to engage with your audience or your fans?
Oh man, you know, first and foremost, I let my fans know that the energy that they show me is the energy that I'll give back to you. Mm. So with that being said, partying, I want everybody to party with me. You know what I'm saying? We didn't just come. If you had a concert, if you had a show, you didn't come there to just sit down and watch. You came to have a good time.
Yep.
So the dance floor is always open because I want my people to party with me. You know, because I came to party with my people.
Right.
You know, so that's one of the things. I get the crowd involved early in my show.
Okay.
Because I want them to know that we're here to have a good time tonight. You're going to be entertained. You're going to be very, very well entertained. You know what I'm saying? So if you can't get up and dance, oh, nod your head. Just show me that you're hearing me. You know what I'm saying? Because I got some things I want to say to you. You know?
Okay. Don't just sit there.
Don't just sit there. Let me know that you're enjoying yourself, because I'm going to let you know that I'm enjoying myself.
That's awesome.
It doesn't take much to pat your foot. Or clap
at your all. Foot. If you went to a Baptist church, you know about patting your foot.
There you go.
All right, Mr. Rob, I appreciate you for taking the time out of your day, letting us interview you, get to know you on a personal level. Listen, this will not be the last time that you will hear from us. You will be seeing a whole lot of Power 904 coming after you with your work, watching everything that you do. And hopefully we'll get to see you on a show soon, you know, right here in Jacksonville, Florida.
So that's what I'm talking about right there.
Let's do it. Yes. All right, Mr. Rob, tell the people where they can find you at today.
All right. Like I said, my music is streaming on all platforms. My name is Rob Black. That's R-O-B-B-L-A-C-C. One word. All right. Again, R-O-B-B-L-A-C-C. All right? Now, also, go to my website, robblack.com. That's gonna tell you everything you need to know about me. And what it don't tell you, I'll tell you.
All right? Okay. So, just ask.
That's all you got to do, just ask. But also, you know, like I said, if I'm ever in your town or your city, like I said, just I'm a country boy. You know, I like to have fun. I like to be who I am. I'm not a snobby person. That'll never be me. Never be me. You know, approach me anytime. You know what I'm saying? Say hi to me. Let me know you. Because I may say hi to you. All right.
We going to say hi.
Hey,
and we
girl.
Gonna say hi back.
Hey, girl. Hey, how you doing?
All right, you guys. You heard it here first, right here in the den with Nala on Power 904. And you are now on our radar.
Woohoo!
Yes! That was awesome.
That was a good interview. Thank you.
Yes, I can't wait for it to drop. As soon as it drops and everything comes out, we will be tagging the heck out of you. So everything, we got like 10 social media pages. You will be placed on all of them. On Our Radar is the main platform. That's with the magazine. We get your promotions, your music, everything going around. So just be on the lookout.
All right. Have you heard any of my music?
Nope, but I'm finna go listen to it and I hang up because I just heard that song and I want to hear Walking in My Shoes.
Well, you best to go ahead out and listen to my music because you are going to be impressed. You're going to say, okay, it don't sound like no Southern Soul. That's because it's not.
I do reviews, so I will be Rob doing Black. A review on it.
All right. Sounds good. So, thank you again for the interview. Thank you, Power 904. Y'all gave me this opportunity. Thank you for supporting me. And I will show up and show out.
Oh, yes. All right. I don't know if Miss Tori had anything else to say to you before I go. I thought she was still on here somewhere.
Maybe we took too long.
Probably. But I'm pretty sure she'll hit you up after the interview and you guys will be in contact.
Sounds good. Thank you again, Nala. And
you're welcome.
Hopefully I can't wait to meet you one day.
And me either.
All right, let's make it happen.
All right. Have a All good right. night.
You too.
Hey everybody, it's your girl Nala right here from Nala's Den, and you're riding out to the 10-Minute Indie Spotlight Show right here on Power 904. Don't play with me.
What's happening? It's your boy Big Trouble, and I'm chilling in the den with Nala, Power 904.
Hey, so,
Big.
Hey, shit.
Do my thing, you know what I'm saying? Stay out the way.
Yeah.
Niggas out your way.
I ain't even funny, but get money like I'm Seinfeld. Got the kind of work if you don't cut, you kill your clientele. Early in the morning, got them blowing out their bookings. Man, how you keep them up, man? I just cut that shit with sugar. The shit I'm serving stronger than Tyson in 93. They be nodding in and out, look like a baby fighting sleep. I done caught a lot of heat, little nigga don't talk about it. They popping all that shit, knowing that I be painting houses. All the capping on the net, I bet I leave your family pouting. Your partner say he's sliding, but they found him in the mountains. I'm litty with the city. Me, you don't hear me. Maybe I should make you feel me and send shots through your hemi. Leave you slump looking silly. I just got back from Philly, busting nuts on rich titties. Should've got featured with Meek and call that bitch Papa Willie. But I'm back to drug dealing, cutting, bagging, and shipping. I'm trying to stack up the millions while keeping my sons dripping. When I throw that money up, I make them scuffle to the floor. Yeah, it's gator to combustion through the dough. Yeah, I'm fucking up the spot and leaving. I leave them bleeding, nigga, just give me a reason being. I leave you seasoned, don't make no sudden moves or do no reaching. You must be tweaking, that's the type of shit, where have you seen? And then believing, you know how I ride when it's down, music on blasting. Pistol in my lap and when you itching, I'ma scratch it. And anybody's got something to say about how I'm living, I can do your ass the same way the freezer did Krillin. Bitch, I'm holding all the budget.
chopper swinging with the beam. Oh, a nigga shot back in 2016. Well, you pussy and you know it. When I see you, I'ma show it. Up and on you, I'ma blow it. Leave your mama holding roses. Bitch, you're colder than the coldest. My heart black as my knuckles. For beating niggas up behind my glasses because they chuckle. I'm a gangster in disguise. Always moving in silence. I'm only fucking on her if she came with low mileage. I like my bitches nasty. Suck it till you gagging. Sacrifice your F for me and shake your dairy F for me. I get it to the telly. I go straight up in the belly. Been the host. Stroking in that ass like jelly. And I'm dancing out the window. Haters checking my Pirellis. If you thought you pushing up on me, that shit that made me daddy. Shooting across the street at niggas like I got the right of way. Choppers in the oven, 40 cows in the microwave. Better stop fucking with me if you don't wanna die today. Got my buttons up, guns up, nigga, I got time today.
Hey man, it's your boy Camo, you heard me?
That's right.
Hey, I want to thank those who left me in the midst of this journey. You feel me?
We greatly appreciate it.
So now I can move on and do what I gotta do and keep doing what I gotta do for me. I'm doing this fine, you heard me?
Ooh, that's what I'm talking about.
This is for my haters. Grab your salt shakers. It's been a good year. Yeah, I copped a couple acres. Niggas in they feelings. I'm all about the business. Trying to make a killing while you worry about the women. Give it to them straight. I don't do the gossip. Stand in my lane. More money, more problems. Just made a deposit. I'm converting euros. Niggas say I'm trash. I got commas. You a zero. Flexing with your stimmy. Boy, you ain't winning. Your pockets match your jeans. Boy, they looking real skinny. Drawing up the plays, sticking to the script. Every move in silence, yeah, I know you see the drip. One man band, use a one trick pony. Doing what you can't, you ain't got nothing on me. I get it if I want it, shining cause I'm winning. He ain't how you start, it's how you motherfucking finish.
I say I'm doing just fine. I was down, now I'm up. Tell them, hey, to step your game up. I say I'm doing just fine. Cause I never gave up. Stuck with it and I never changed up. I say I'm doing just fine. I was down, now I'm up. Tell them haters, step your game up. I say I'm doing just fine. Cause I never gave up. Stuck with it and I never changed up. I say I'm doing just fine.
All my years living, I ain't never been a sucker. Bust a couple heads, I ain't never been a buster. Might have got finessed, I ain't never been a fool. Graduated from the streets, I ain't never finished school. I'm just reaping what I sown, been a long time coming. And it's a marathon, spent a long time running. I've been watching y'all niggas, and all y'all funny. The person only fans taking all y'all money. I'm fine, I never changed up. You say they talking dying, tell them get they change up. Cause talk means nothing, and paper means all. I sweat nobody, I guess that mean y'all. I did this on my own, I did it by myself. You niggas getting carried, you niggas need help. So if I'm ever sitting around haters and they worm about me, I flip them the middle finger before I tell them, bro.
I'm doing just fine. I was down, now I'm up. Tell them haters, step your game up. I say I'm doing just fine. Cause I never gave up. Stuck with it and I never changed up. I say I'm doing just fine. I was down, now I'm up. Tell them haters, step your game up. I say I'm doing just fine. Cause I never gave up. Stuck with it and I never changed up. I say I'm doing just fine. Fuck them, they lost. Blowing up a phone, got a lot of missed calls. I done moved on, learned to let go. I gave them everything, I ain't giving no more. Future looking good, money getting long. Kids getting big, about to leave this shit alone. Take a few trips, buy some new whips. Cop a new crib with a down ass bitch. Living my dream, doing what I love. Game in my veins, going steady, moving up. Competing with myself, and I'ma go to war. You ain't fucking with me, boy, you see the scoreboard. Beats of the mic, I got this shit sold. Every move bold, yeah, I'm sticking to my goals. Sitting on top, money to the flow. I need a push mop just to see the fucking flow. I say I'm doing just fine. I was down, now I'm up. Tell them haters, step your game up. I say I'm doing just fine. Cause I never gave up. Stuck with it and I never changed up. I say I'm doing just fine. I was down, now I'm up.
Tell them haters, step your game up. I say I'm doing just fine, cause I never gave up. Stuck with it and I never changed up. I say I'm doing just fine. I say I'm doing just fine. I say I'm doing just fine.
Okay, don't play with me. You are currently in the den.
Penalized. I just want you. Bartender, give me a couple more bangs. Gotta give me a couple more dances. But the way you make that ass bounce with no hands. Coming down the road. There's no secret why I'm here tonight. You keeping me on hold.
Them girls out twerking, making them bang. Them girls out twerking with no hands. Them girls out twerking, making
in the air, straight twerking it.
Go, baby. It's your birthday. Look good to me, girl, on your worst day. Gonna ride this thing like a subway. So the plans in the house, girl, okay. Twerk that thing for me all day. Twerk that thing out of four ways. Do it with no hands, girl. Watch me pop them bands, girl.
Them girls out here twerking, making them bands. Them girls out here twerking with no hands. Them girls out here twerking, making them bands. Them girls out here twerking.
The
see me on the streets, ask me about it, I'ma handle that. Got a Tommy gun, make your chest look like a camelback. Armani jeans sagging over Jordan's Florida fitted cap. LJ the Joker, that's my name, you should remember that. 26 is on the Chevy Classic, where I sit them at. Two boss bitch on Tweety Birds, chasing put a test. Laws get behind us, they gon' stash it and they put it tight. Test me in the kitchen, I could bake the perfect circle. Whip the Lord Winslow, have him geek like Urkel. Can't explain the feeling that I get from smoking purpose. Like my soul leave my body and I'm looking at the earth. 21 Montana attitude like the world is mine. No matter what the year, this my fucking time. Rap game, we ran up on them with the Tech 9. Laid them down for everything and now this shit is all mine. Say you buy that gangsta pussy nigga when I know you should. Say you getting money, fuck nigga, that's how your pose will look. I be racking dime like Badu and Armani. Catch me where they trapping at, making all the money. Say you buy that gangsta pussy nigga when I know you should. Say you getting money, fuck nigga, that's how your pose will look. I be racking dime like Badu and Armani. Catch me where they trapping at, making all the money. For you niggas get it twisted, first off, I'm a Florida boy. Fuck where you from, you get bust by a Florida boy. Got it on your mind, niggas coming with them cutter toys. Louis Rich, butter bowl, hunt you like a turkey boy. Shorty hella sexy, Joe to Shannon, that's my almond joy. Get yourself together, say that hating for the mother boys. Keep it on my hip, I spray paint your corduroys. At your mama house, broad day in front of all your boys. Niggas like hoes, biting Jock and Maya. TV gangster snitching cause he seen it on the wire. MP5 mode, motherfucking live. NBA championship floor seats courtside. Going in the streets for them grade A fentamines. Bitches in the club going hard on them jelly beans. Mouth no golds, white tee, so you notice me. Pistol hanging out my back pocket, so don't toy with me. Say you buy that gangster pussy nigga when I know you should. Say you getting money, fuck nigga, that's how your bows will look. Be racking dime like Badu and Armani. Catch me where they trapping at, making all the money. Say you buy that gangsta pussy nigga when I know you should. Say you getting money, fuck nigga, that's how your bows will look. Be racking dime like Badu and Armani. Catch me where they trapping at, making all the money. Pull up on the scene, stunting hard, rim skating. Feeling like plies, cause I got these niggas hating. Bitches chase a nigga like a game of cat and mouse. Crank that T double D and watch me take him to the house. Looking for Rihanna, cause I need me a bad bitch. Bossy, sexy love, something that could take a dick. Joker penetrating, have her legs and knees shaking. And she love this Oscar Mayer, cause I'm bringing home the bacon. Hear you niggas talking, guarantee you don't live it. Look like credit, niggas push it to the limit. Got it on they mind till I up that 1-5. Have his whole team dancing like a soul train line. Twist a nigga wig all red like a Rubik's Cube. Had him low searching for a hint like Blue's Clues. Talking to no camera crews, avoiding no detectives too. Wanna be a TV star, I put you on the evening news. Say you buy that gangsta pussy nigga when I know you should. Say you getting money, fuck nigga, that's how your bows will look. Racking dime like Badu and Armani. Catch me where they trapping at, making all the money. Say you buy that gangsta pussy nigga when I know you should. Say you getting money, fuck nigga, that's how your bows will look. I be racking dime like Badu and Armani. Catch me where they trapping at, making all the money.
Do your money down, now do your money down. If you actually getting money, do your money down. Now do your money down, now do your money down. If you actually getting money.
Now that's dope. Hey everybody, it's your girl Nala right here from Nala's Den, and you're riding out to the 10 minute indie spotlight show right here on Power 904. Don't play with me.